Zero. Shema Yalav Yitlash. It's only Xero Midrabonan that maybe you climb up the tree and pull off the apples. If it will be Mati, you eat the apple that came off the tree today, the Xero is maybe you go up and pull it off. In other words, really, Midrais sits mut to eat the fruit. It came off the tree already. Even Midrabonan, the only Shala should be as Muksa. So according to Reb Shimon Shita that does know from Muksa, the fruit really is mutatit. Because even before Shabbos, a person like his Oymed is waiting, maybe that fruits will fall off the tree. So when they fall off the tree on Shabbos, really there's no Issa Muksa. So therefore, the only reason why you can't eat the fruits that fell off the tree, because it's a Gzeira. Shem Yalav Yitlish. Maybe you go and pull off another apple, like Rashi says, the Yitlish, they have the Yisura Diraisa. This will be an Issa Diraisa. Ta'inu Kaitzer, Shuav Malachas. One of the Lamates Malachas, Kaitzer, cutting off fruit. So it's only Gzeira. So Fretti Gemara Kashom, he goof Gzeira. Not eat the fruit that fell off the tree is only Yosem and Rabbon. It's only Gzeira. If so, the Anan Nekom Venigza Gzeira Gzeira. Usually it's a cloud. We don't make Gzeira on Gzeira. So teeth the fruit is only Yosem and Rabbon. So the Havamina is not eat this egg that came out of the mother's stomach on Yom Tif is like Gzeira Otto Peris that came off the tree today. Now even the fruits that came off the tree today, it's only Yosem and Rabbon. So the klal is we don't make a gzeira l'gzeira. So the Gemara says no. Kula chod gzeira hi. I tell you, Rav Yosef holds it's all one big gzeira. When the Rabbanan went to make the gzeira, not eat fruits that fell off a tree on Yom Tif, in that gzeira was not eat an egg that came out of the mother's stomach today, because it's like the same thing. It's like a fruit coming off from the place where it's growing, just like a fruit when it comes off the tree. Who had in the egg? It's coming out of the place where it was grown. It's one gzeira. Rashi says, Chod Gzerhi. Loishete zu Gzera. Tla leistu de peris anoishrin. It's not like one Gzera totally in another Gzera. That he said, don't eat the egg, because maybe you'll come to eat the fruit that fell off the tree. No. Ella, it's like this. Kishanim na the Gozru. Al peris anoishrin, when the Rabbanan sat down to make this Gzera, not eat fruit that fell off the tree today on Shabbos on Yom Tif. Af beitza hoisav amashma. Even an egg was bechal that Gzera. The afagav the less pay mishum talisha, even though the reason of the gzera doesn't apply by an egg, because the reason why you can't eat the apple that fell off, because we're afraid you'll come to pull off the apple off the tree. Now an egg, you can't pull the egg out of the mother's stomach. Mihu still michlal gzeras chacham hoisa. It's michlal that one gzera. Shafi prihanoisher. It's also daima to a fruit that's falling out the place where it was grown. The place where the egg was grown was in the mother's stomach. So when it falls out, when it comes out, it's Bechlad Gzeru. So it's a Koloshin of Chod Gzeru. In other words, if they wouldn't have made this Gzeru of an egg, people will come to say, who adin you allowed to eat the fruit that fell off the tree? That they'll say it's a joke. How come an apple, no, and an egg, yes, it's the same thing. So when the Rabbanim went to make Gzeru and not eat the apple that falls off the tree, they also had to include not eat the egg that comes out of the mother's stomach. So the kids, it's one Gzeru, it's Chod Gzeru. That's Rabbi Yosef's time. Rabbi Yitzchak, the fourth man of the Yom, says another reason. Rabbi Yitzchak, you know why the Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to eat this egg that was born on Yom Tif? Gzeira Mishum Mashkin Shezavu. It's another Gzeira with the Rabbanan. Mashkin Shezavu means the liquid, the juice that comes out of the fruits, it's also to drink, even if it came out by itself. That's called Mashkin Shezavu. Rashi says, Mishamashkin Shizavu, Dekai Malon Asurun Laboy Bayoin. On Yom Tif or on Shabbos, you're not allowed to drink the juice. Kiritnan, Im Yotsu Mayatsman Asurun. Let's say you have grapes, so you have oranges. So, Pshit, you're not allowed to squeeze out the juice yourself. But let's say by itself something fell on top of the grape, and the juice came out of it. So, Midirai, so you're allowed to drink the juice now. You didn't do anything wrong. But Midirabonim, though, it's also. It's exactly where you come to squeeze the grapes to get the juice out of it. Now, a beitza nami, an egg also, dam yelu, it's daima to this, shezovu v'yotis mimokim shreisa blua. It like comes out of the place where it was blua, where it was swallowed into. Like before the egg was in the mother's stomach. Now when it comes out, it's the same thing like this juice that's coming out of the grape. Before the juice was sapped up in the grape, before the egg was sapped up in the mother's stomach, just like the juice comes out, the same thing the egg comes out, so the same way they made Xeira not to drink the juice that comes out of the fruit, in that gzera was not to eat the egg that comes out of the mother's stomach. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye asked the kasha, same kasha back to Yitzchak now. Mashkin shezovel taimamai. What's the reason why you're not allowed to drink this juice that came out of the olive, that came out of the grape by itself on Shabbos or Yom Tov? If by itself something fell on top of the grape, and now the juice came out, why can't you drink that juice? It's gzeirom shema yischoit. It's only gzeirom because if it let you drink the juice, you see it's good, and you want to drink more juice, so you come to take more grapes and squeeze out grapes, which is an issur d'oraisa. So that's why they said you can't drink the juice that comes out of the grape. So l'chura hi guf gzeirom. It's only gzeirom not to drink the juice that comes out of the grapes. The Anan and we, Nekom, we should get up, we should make Gzera L'Gzera. That's always the cloud. If something's only Yossim with Rabbonin, you don't make another Gzera not to do that Yossim with Rabbonin. Because since it's only with Rabbonin, we don't make a Gzera L'Gzera. The Rashi before brought down Sukkim like this. There's a Pasik, Ushmatim es Mishmarti. That means, Osu Mishmeris, Kalema Gzera L'Mishmarti, L'Tarosai, Falei Mishmeris L'Mishmeris. But you don't make a Gzera L'Gzera. We only make a Gzera not to be over Nisa D'Raisa. But in Adim de Rabbonin, you don't make a Gzera L'Gzera. So I'll come here, that's a bias kasha. Why do we ask to not eat the egg? Because you come to drink the juice that comes out of the grapes. That's only the Rabbonin. You don't make a Gzera on a Gzera. So the Moran says, no, the same teretz. Kula chod a Gzera hi. It's one big Gzera. When the Rabbonin went to make the Gzera not to drink the juice of the grapes, they had to also ask her not to eat the egg that comes out of the mother's stomach. Because it looks to people like it's one Gzera. Just like the egg comes out of the mother's stomach, was sapped up in there, the same thing, juice comes out of the grape. So if you tell them with the egg you could eat, people think you're allowed to eat the juice also. And they will know one's a gzera, one's not a gzera. Therefore, it's one big gzera. The Rashi says, chod gzera hi, the Rashi could appreciate. Kishe gozer al mashkin shezovu, af beit sois of a mashma. It's not a gzera, but it's bechlau that first gzera. In other words, you can't have the first gzera not to drink the juice that comes out of the grapes, unless the Rabbanim would also add not to eat the egg that comes out of the mother's stomach. Because if not, people say it's a joke. How come this yet, that no, it looks alike. It's both things that are balua, swallowed up in something else. So these are the four reasons we have so far why Bethilu says the beya that's born on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat. Either it's als muksa, or else it's achon of the rabba, or else Rabbi Yisus says it's als perish and oshru, or Rabbi Yisus says it's mashkin shezovu. Now the Gemara explains now why does one argue on the other? How come one doesn't know from the other reasoning of the other one? The Gemara says like this: Kula k'rav Nachman lo yamri. All of them don't hold like a Nachman svara that says mishum muksa the first reason ki kushin. Because we already asked the question, like we had the first kasha. The Gemara asked the kasha and Rav Nachman, if yod the machlekes is a muksa, why does it only say the machlekes upon the beya? There should also be a machlekes upon the mother. In other words, we're talking about where the mother is oimer the gadol beitzim. The mother you do not have das to eat, the mother you want to raise to have eggs. So the mother is muksa. So why does Beis Hillel only say you can't eat the egg? He should have also said you can't eat the mother either. And Beis Shammah that says you could eat the egg should have said who adin you're allowed to eat the mother. Since the Mishnah doesn't say he, you Beis Hillel, that's why it's not mashmas machlokes muksa. So that's why the other man, the Yomrim, Rabba, and Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yosef do not like Rav Nachman's pshat. Vaita karaba namil yamri. How come the other three man the Yomrim don't hold like Rabbi's Pshat Asachon of the Rabba? We're afraid that where Yom Tov comes out on Sunday, right after Shabbos. So since the egg was finished in the mother's stomach yesterday on Shabbos, it's considered like Shabbos is preparing for Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to have that. You have to have Choyl, a weekday has to prepare for Shabbos. But there it is, Hachonah Leslu. They don't hold for such an Issa Hachonah. Without you're not doing any Maista B'Yadayim, it's only B'day Shemayim. So they don't hold for Nachan of the Rabba. That's a Chiddush Nachan of the Rabba. Really, we didn't do anything. The Eibishter did it. The Eibishter made it that the egg should be finished on Shabbos. So today we can eat it today on Yom Tov. But we didn't do anything. So we don't hold. We hold there's no such issa. There's no issa Nachan of the Rabba. Even though the egg was created yesterday on Shabbos, if it's born today on Sunday Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat it. So that's why they don't hold for Nachan of the Rabba. They asked all the other reasons. Either it's al smuks or else it's these two gezeris. Ella, but our question is, Rabbi Yosef, my time aloyamak Rabbi Yitzchak. How can Rabbi Yosef, that says the reason is Mishum Perish and Oshru, the apple that fell off the tree, why doesn't he also agree to Rabbi Yitzchak's time? Mishum Perish, Mishum Mashkin Shezovu. Like, what's the difference? These two reasonings are both reasonings in Gzeris Midrabonin, why they said an egg is also teat. So, why does one argue on the other? Why doesn't one hold from the other reason? So, more says like this. Omaloch, Rabbi Yosef will say like this. Beitza ochla. Beitza is an ochla, is food. U peiris ochla. And peiris, apples that fall off the tree, is also an ochla. So it's one gzera. Don't eat this egg after you come to eat the apple that fell off the tree today. Lafuke mashkin. Mashenke, not that there's a gzera not to drink the juice that comes out of the grapes on Shabbos. That's because it's a mashke, it's liquid. The lav ochla, it's not called an ochla. So who are then a beitza is not called a mashke. A beitza and egg is a food, not liquid. So that's Rabbi Yosef's time that the gzera should not be mishum mashkin shezovu, because it doesn't apply to an egg. An egg is not a mashke, an egg is not liquid, an egg is a solid. So therefore the gzera of perish and ashram, that applies to an egg. An egg is a solid, and an apple is a solid. So a past gzera, when the yasad not to eat the apple that fall off on Shabbos Yom Tov, in that gzera was not to eat the egg that's born on Yom Tov. Mashenke to make gzera mishum the mashke and the juice that comes out of the grapes, what does juice have to do with eggs? That's Rabbi Yosef's time. Very good. Moreska now, for Rabbi Yitzchak though, my time will yomak Rabbi Yosef. The Chur Rabbi Yosef said a very good reason. So how can Rabbi Yitzchak, how come he says an egg is the gzera mishum mashkin shezavu? He else know. Rabbi Yitzchak said there's the gzera. Just like you can't drink the juice that comes out of the grapes by itself on Shabbos, you can't eat the egg that's born on Shabbos. And he doesn't hold from Rabbi Yitzchak's time, mishum perish and usher. Like how come, why not? Why doesn't he say an egg is more daima to the apple that fell off the tree? Why does he say it's more daima to the juice that comes out of the grapes? So the Gemara answers like this. Omaloch, he'll say, Rabbi Yitzchak will tell you like this. Beitza belua. Beitza is swallowed, it's like covered up in the mother's stomach. Like yesterday, it's covered up in the mother's stomach, that's where the egg is. Umashkin beluyin. Who are din mashkin also? This juice that's coming out of the grapes, before it came out, where was it? We didn't see the juice, you don't see it. It's hidden, it's below, it's swallowed up in the grape itself. So that's why an egg is doima to the mashkin, to the juice. La fuke peris. Mashenke, these apples that came off the tree today, the miglu v'kaimu, everybody sees it. Even when it was on the tree, you could see the apple. Now when it falls off, you can also see the apple. So those gzeras of something that falls off the tree is only something that's nigla, you can see it. Mashenke, here, this egg, the egg you can't see, you saw the hen, you didn't see the egg. So therefore the egg is not daima to peris, it's more daima to mashkin shezavu. Just like mashkin, you can't see the mashkin before, it's covered up in the grape, then the egg is also covered up. Trashi blua, but teichatana girl is inside the stomach, inside the hen. The zavu lechutz, and then it comes out. Or mashkin is the same thing, bluyin, becharzin, the zavu lechutz. The mashkin is also inside the fruit, and then it comes outside. So that's what Rabbi Yisrael says, that's what Rabbi Yitzchak says, it's more of a svara that the gzera of an egg is because you come to drink the juice that comes out of the grapes, and not because of the peris that fall off the tree. Good. So this is the four-way machlekes. Now the Gemara says, V'sama yediyah, V'yaf Rabbi Yechanan, sova gzera mishumashkin shezavu. Rabbi Yechanan also holds, like Rabbi Yitzchak, that the reason in our Mishnah why Beis Hillel says an egg that's born on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it, is the reason it's mechlal v'gzera, you're not allowed to drink the juice that comes out of the fruits on Shabbos, even by itself. What's the Rai Rabbi Yechanan holds like that? To Rabbi Yechanan, Ramid Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah. Because we see that Rabbi Yechanan asked for a stira in Rabbi Yudah. He asked the stira in Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yudah, or Mishanin, he gives a teretz. Now the only reason why it's the stira in Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yudah, if he holds from Rabbi Yitzchak's time, that the reason why the egg is offer is because of the gzerim is shemashkin shezovu, like we'll soon see. Tanan, we learned like this. A Mishnah in Shabbos, ein seichte nesa peris, lohitza mihen mashkin. This everybody holds. And not let us squeeze out grapes or olives, that's also midiraisa, and pomegranates, that's also midirabonin. And not let us squeeze out fruits on Shabbos to get the juice out of it. What about the miyotsu miyatsman? Let's say by itself, something fell on top of grapes, and now the juice starts to come out. The imyotzu miyatzman, the juice comes out by itself. The locher is asurin. That's the rabbanan shita. That mashkin shezovu by itself is also awesome. It's rabbanan, it's also. Trashi boy by yom today on Shabbos or Yom Tov, it's also. Gzera shema yischid. It's gzera. Maybe you come to like the juice, and you come to squeeze out the juice, and that's also. So he said you can't drink the juice. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Imli oichlin, if these fruits, these pomegranates or oranges, you bought, you took them home, Almanas Pitzim. You did not have in mind to squeeze out the juice of the orange. You bought this orange from Kavona in mind to eat it. So you brought it home to eat. Simli Yoichlon. Then we say Hayoitzim Mihen Mutter. Even the juice that comes out of it on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat, drink it. Because there's no Xerum, you'll come to squeeze out the rest of them. Because that wasn't your intention when you bought it. When you bought these grapes, you bought them Almanas Pitzim. See, when the latest juice comes out of it, we're not afraid to say that if you drink the juice and like it, you'll squeeze out more. No, since you bought them, teat them, the juice that comes out is mutter. V'im l'mashkin, let's say you bought these grapes, almanas, to squeeze out after Shabbos to make wine from it, then even if you dismayda, that hayyot semien osir, what comes out on Shabbos even by itself, then it's osir. This is what Yehuda said. Shav Yechanan said that Alma, what do we see from Yehuda? That kol oichlen, any type of a food, l'Rabbi Yehuda, uchla diafrasu. Food, in other words, if you bought these grapes, almanas eat it, then we say the svari is the juice that comes out of the grape, is considered like a piece of the food. It's a piece of the grape, so just like you're allowed to eat the grapes, you're allowed to eat the juice that comes out of it also. But since the purpose of it is for eating it, anything eating, a part that comes off it, is also called food. And there's no gzera of mashkin shezavu, that's called uchla diafrasu. It's called the piece of the grape. Just like you're allowed to take the grape and cut it in half and eat each half by itself, the same thing, the juice that comes out of it, since your purpose of these grapes, what eat the grape is called an eichel, so any part that comes out of the grape is also called an eichel. And therefore you're allowed to eat it. That's what Rabbi Yechonin learns out from Rabbi Yehuda. So now Rabbi Yechonin asks for stira. I have a stira. Uriminu avakasha now. Avakasha from our locha about a beitza that's born on Yom Tov. That what? We learn the Gemara in Ervin. V'yoydom Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said like this. Mas na'odom al kilkolo shel peris v'yomtev rishoin v'yochla b'sheni. Let's say you have a basket of fruits that you've got to take off trumas and maisis. And the locha is you're not allowed to take off trumas and maisis on yomtev. So when you have 2 days yomtev, so at the sveik of the yom, you don't know which day is yomtev, which way is not. So there's an eitzah. On the first day yomtev, like make it tonight. Take this basket of fruits and say like this. If today is yomtev, I don't want to take off Trumas and Maisis today. I'll take off the Trumas and Maisis tomorrow. But if today is Choyol, then I want the Trumas and Maisis to be Chal today. And you do the same thing tomorrow also. Tomorrow is the second of Yom Tov. So like this. If today is really Yom Tov, so then I made already the Afroshah Truma yesterday. I'm allowed to eat it today. But if yesterday was Yom Tov, so I didn't want to be Mafresh yesterday, but today is Choyol, then I'm making it Trumas and Maisis today. You're allowed to do that. So it comes the second of Yom Tov, Memonashach, you're allowed to eat these fruits now. Because Memonashach, the Maisav Rosh was done on a Choyel. Either was done yesterday was Choyel, or else was done today, today is Choyel. Because even though we keep both days Yom Tov, it's only because of Sveikah, we don't know which day really is Yom Tov, and which day is not. So that's the Eitzah to make to eat the fruits the second day. Now Rabbi Yudis says, V'chein Beitzah Shenol Debarishan. The same thing, an egg that's born the first day Yom Tov, in Chutz Loritz. Will we keep 2 days Yom Tov, you should know, Teyochel B'Sheni. On the second day, you're allowed to eat it. Because the Monashach, one of these 2 days was Chol. It was born yesterday, the first day. So if the first day is Yom Tov, I'm allowed to eat it the second day, because the second day is Chol. If the second day is Yom Tov, then it was born yesterday, which was Chol. So the Monashach, the second day, I'm allowed to eat it. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Now the Diyuk is, B'Sheni in. When you're allowed to eat this egg, only on the second day. But the Rishon Loi, the first day Yom Tov, when the egg was born, you're not allowed to eat the egg today. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda also holds, like our Mishnah, that Beis Hillel says that Beitza Shenol Debi Yom Tov is like Teichol. You're not allowed to eat the egg today on Yom Tov. So Rabbi Yechonin asked it for Stira. Now the Kasha, what's the big Stira? Like, what does one have to do with the other? Rabbi Yehuda just said a Svarim that by Mashkin, when do we say Sekzera, the juice comes out of the grapes? You're not allowed to drink the juice. Only if the grapes are oimed from Ashken, you wanted to squash the grapes to get the juice, then we say the juice that comes out of saucer. But in the case where you bought the grapes, I'm not to eat them, it was called an oichel. So if Yehuda Shita then was, even the juice that comes out of it, you allowed to drink the juice if it came out by itself. Because uchla, the afras by uchla, you don't have the exer of Mashken Shazavu. So now what does that have to do with the beyer that's born on Yom Tov? Like what's up Yechid and Stirum? That here if Yehuda holds, that an egg that's born the first day Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it the first day. It's only a question the second day Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat it. But not the first day. So what's the kasha? Elamai Tzarai, Rabbi Yehuda learns that what's the reason, Rabbi Yechon learns, what's the reason in our Mishnah? Why is the Beit Ta'aset the first the Yom Tif? Only because it's Xerah, like Rabbi Yitzchak says, Mishamashkin Shezavu. It's Xerah that if you come to eat the seg, who then you come to eat? Juice that comes out of the Paris. That's Xerah. Now the Kasher is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't apply such Xerah. Because the egg for sure is an Eichel. The egg is not liquid. The egg is something you can eat. And Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is, on an Eichel, on food, you don't say it's Mashkin Shezavu. You say it's Uchel Diafras. Like the egg can't be better than you have grapes that you bought the grapes to eat them. Still we say when the juice comes out on Yom Tif, you're allowed to eat the juice. You're allowed to drink it. There's no gzera on this mashkin. Why? Because since the grape is called the food, when it's called the food, there's no gzera on the mashkin that comes out of it, faker. The mashkin is called a piece of eichel. It's called a part of the grape. So an egg for sure the same thing. An egg is called an eichel. You don't eat a raw egg like you eat. You cook it up first. You make it into an eichel. So since an egg is called an eichel, that's the kasha. Well, how could you have to be moida? That an egg that's born the first to yontif. You're not allowed to eat it. Like, why not? So it's a mashma, Rabbi Yechonin learned up that the reason why Yehuda said this aser is mishamashkin shezavu. That's Rabbi Yechonin's stira. I have a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. If Rabbi Yehuda says that by grapes to oimid lachila, there's no gzerum, so how can an egg be worse? Rashi says, Bisheni in Barishan Lai. Alma, what do we see? That komidi dizav mim koimai. Anything that runs out of its place, beyomtif. Viafilu uchl asr. Even though it's an eichel. An egg is called an eichel. So even though an eichel runs from the mother's stomach out, you're not allowed to eat this egg. So Bizai, how could you just say, when you bought grapes, someone asked eat them, the juice that comes out is mutter, if you say the egg is asr, the juice there should also be asr. That was Rabbi Yechon and Esther Stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Umishani, what did Rabbi Yechon have to answer? Umishani, Rabbi Yechon, Mukhlefes HaShita, after change around the Shita, Enechnami. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said Stam, that Peres, Mashkin, Shezov was also. Rabbi Yehuda is a Tanakam like. He says, just like you're not allowed to squeeze out the juice, if the juice came out by itself, you're not allowed to eat it. Whether you bought the grapes to eat, or whether you bought it to drinking, in both cases, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, you're not allowed to drink the juice. And it's the Rabbanan that say, he changes around the Rabbanan say, that if you bought the grapes, al menas eat it, then we say the juice that comes out is mutter. So now, omid kor mir milu adodi, since you see Rabbi Yechon Esther Fastir and Rabbi Yehuda, shemamin achod atayimahu, you see that Rabbi Yechon learned that what's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said that bay is also in the Mishnah, it's only also mishum mashkin shezavu. He also like Rabbi Yitzchak. So once Yod Mishamaskin Shezavu, then it's a steer in Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we have to change around the Shita, that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is an Echnami. Grapes, even though they're Oymetit, even though it's called an Eichel, still, the juice that comes out of it, there's still the Xerim of the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to drink the juice on Yom Tif. That's why a Beitza that's born on Yom Tif, you're not allowed to eat it. Right, Ravina, when Ravina says no, you don't have to change around Rabbi Yehuda. Ravina, when Ravina says no,